USA Radio News.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders conducted her 100th formal press briefing. And with everything going on, it was quite the busy press briefing today. Sanders was asked about Paul Manafort and the president possibly pardoning him.
The only comment that the president has made on this was when he was asked by a news outlet earlier this week, and he said no, he was not considering that. Well, beyond that, there have been no other discussions.
That was before Paul Manafort was convicted on 8 of the 18 counts. At the time when the president was asked that, so I'm asking now, if now that he's been convicted on those counts.
And I'm answering you now that there have been no discussions at the White House on that matter.
Today, President Trump sat down with Fox & Friends co-host Ainsley Earhart. The president was asked about payments made to Michael Cohen.
I tweeted about the payments, but they didn't come out of campaign.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Americans are polled on how they feel about women running for office, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the results.
More women than ever are running for office, and most Americans think it's great, according to the new Pew Research survey. Overall, just over 60% of the adults surveyed said they think it's a good thing. Women were more excited about it than men, though. 68% of women said they're happy about it. 51% of the men were happy about it. Republicans not as thrilled. 45% of Republican women said more women running is a good thing, and just 34% of Republican men thought so. And a quarter of conservatives say they'd like to see a female president in their lifetime, but the other three quarters couldn't care less.
A Confederate statue in Richmond, Virginia was vandalized overnight with what appears to be red paint. The Richmond police are involved, and if the damage from the vandalism is more than $1,000, the person responsible could be charged with a felony. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Last December, President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Job Act. Now, that tax cut bill that was signed was not a permanent bill. The next phase, or phase two, as many Republicans are calling it, would make those tax cuts permanent, though. Grover Norquist is the founder and president of Americans for Tax Reform. He talks about what he's hoping will happen in phase two of a tax cut plan.
What we're looking at is making the tax cuts for individuals. 90% of Americans are paying lower taxes today, but all Americans have lower tax rates today because of the tax cut that passed in December, making those tax cuts permanent for individuals. Right now, they're 10-year tax cuts, like the Bush tax cuts, which were then extended. We want to make those permanent. Also, tremendous increase in 401ks, IRAs, health savings accounts, allowing people to save more for retirement and more for health care, education, starting a business, making most savings tax-free.
Norquist also talks about a corporate tax rate.
I think this is extremely important. The president wanted 15%. We started at 35. He wanted to go to 15. We got to 21. He's made it clear we're going to keep going towards 15. And as long as there's a Republican House, Senate, and president, there'll be a tax cut every year. So the big news is not the specifics of the tax cut, but every year more tax cuts.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.